I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that's where it gets complicated. Is it my turn yet?
Son, 3.5 point favorite this afternoon. Go right ahead. You
guys,
with your salty
thank
fries.
Thank you, because it is
respect.
It is time. It is time to honor, right, on this particular day. It is time to honor one of the greats. The greatest. I'm going to show you how great I am. Tom Brady.
Come on, dude. This
what?
Is unnecessary.
What are you doing?
Number 12.
We know
12.
This. We know this.
Number 12.
He didn't even, it wasn't even like a signature performance yesterday.
It's not necessarily about yesterday, Jason.
This is why
this is what we're
this
doing,
is why I want when I give you this job, John, if you can handle it.
Tom Brady is now twice as good as any other quarterback you want to bring up. That includes Joe Montana. That includes Peyton Manning. That includes Elway. He has 32 wins in the playoffs after yesterday. That is double number two on the list, Joe Montana at 16. Let me just continue. That's Brady's ninth conference championship game appearance in the last 10 years, and it's his 14th overall. That's the most in NFL history. Tom Brady has more conference championship game wins than any other quarterback has conference title game starts. Joe Montana is second with 7. He will start a conference title game in 3 different decades. That's the first time it's ever happened since the NFL merger.
That's because he's old.
He is the first quarterback since the NFL merger to go to the fourth, I should say, since the NFL merger to go to the conference title game in each conference, joining Joe Montana, joining Jay Schrader, and Craig Morton. The guy is not just the greatest.
He didn't even win the game yesterday, John.
Well, a long week to be giving him a respect.
He expect fries, whatever
he had three
the hell
touchdowns.
You call,
what
you
have
do
we got?
He had 3 touchdowns, no picks. I mean, he's older.
He didn't even throw for 200 yards. He didn't have to. Why? Because of the defense.
He made Drew Brees look geriatric yesterday, man.
No, that's no question
no,
there.
Tampa Bay's defense did that.
Yeah.
Give Devin White and the credit
Saints,
where it's deserved.
The Saints have a very good defense. It's not like the Saints are some scrub defense. They got players.
I told John, Breeze's son got a better arm than him. You see him after the game, throw it back to Tom. Give me another one, Tom.
Tom Brady is not just the best quarterback that's ever played the game. He is the best player.
Hey, did you see Tom feather that ball over that 2-foot defender in the end zone there when he chucked that ball?
To see him kiss Giselle after the game,
that
was greatness.
That was great.
He's just great.
That was not the best game of Tom Brady's career. Okay.
No, it wasn't. He didn't even win the game.
But the point of the matter is that he left a situation that he'd been in for, 20 years and said, I'm going to try this somewhere else.
With a whole bunch of weapons,
bro. Well, no, he's got weapons. He's certainly got weapons. But they are in the conference title game in his first year. It is undeniable.
Why are you having trouble breathing?
Because
talking about Tom
my God,
Brady?
He's apoplectic.
He's hyperventilating
he's like
over this
pass
dude.
Out.
Because
what happened, man?
How were they plus 1,000? How are they plus 1,000 to win the Super Bowl?
It's the that's what it is. It's the opportunity to make money off of this that has John
Bingo.
So in awe.
Tom Brady.
That
a
is
degenerate.
What's happening.
You
Tom
are
he's
damn
coming.
Degenerate.
He's getting there. We can see the symptoms.
Craig Carton better call your ass.
No, don't call me, man. I ain't getting involved with the whole ticket stuff.
I mean, his QBR yesterday was like 75. He's 18 of 33.
I know. It was not the most efficient game. But he's still – It's really a,
his team got him there. That's what the
picture,
take should be.
The bigger picture is that this man is still doing it at a high level.
I will give you that.
43.
Yeah. No, it's amazing because the other 40-some quarterbacks,
I mean,
we see what's happening.
The dude's been in the league for freaking 30 years.
Like, they're showing rust.
I don't know an NFL without Tom Brady. I'm 30 years old. I mean, the fact that this dude is still doing it, he did it in the 90s. He did it in the 2000s. Or, excuse me, he did it in the 2000s, 2010s, the 2020s. Who's doing it as exceptionally as Tom Brady is for as long as he. I mean, it's Tom Brady.
If you get this excited about a 199-yard game, what did you think about the moment afterwards there where he's throwing to the children?
Oh, it was special. It was special. But I'm going to be honest with you. There's two people in this category as far as I'm concerned. It's Tom Brady and it's King James. That's it. Conversation over. Those are the two guys who are doing it as well as they've been doing it for as long as they've been doing it.
And you're talking about guys still doing it?
Well,
you're not going, okay,
yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, there's not, like Michael is in the, and is at that dinner table.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, okay. But in terms of who, in sports today.
I think Tampa Bay is going to get crushed next week after this rant.
They won't get crushed. I don't know if I bet them.
You would give me that they are set up for him to make it easy for him.
Okay. Of course. No, I mean.
That was a team win yesterday more so than it was a Tom Brady. You're impressed with the accomplishment of getting there, but wait till after he's won the game for them to give them this.
They've got, you know, an all-pro in Mike Evans. They've got a Pro Bowler in Chris Godwin,
who's
going
to
be one of the most coveted free agents. Gronk is still very useful, right? But he made some throws like he converted several third downs yesterday. One to Scotty Miller. I mean, dude is just dropping them in a bucket. We can't get no love
they
on this show.
They did a decent job on Evans, though. I mean, that New Orleans defense gave it a run.
Awesome.
They almost win the damn game by themselves.
But how many balls, though? How many balls did Tom Brady put right where they needed to be? I mean, that was a great catch by that rookie receiver, but he put it just where his receiver could get it on the outside. Great catch, good adjustment. But again, Tom Brady put that ball exactly where it needed to be, away from the DB. Receiver made the catch. I need a little bit more respect because within those 199 yards were some special, spectacular throws. Even if you're a 25-year-old quarterback, to say nothing of being 43.
Respect.
He threw five picks in the two losses to the Saints this year. Tom Brady did. The great Tom Brady right now that can do no wrong. He didn't throw any interceptions yesterday. That's you add that to a team performance like you got, that's why you're advancing, John.
Yeah,
that's why. You know what he did? He did his job yesterday and not throwing any picks.
That's right.
And you don't get a respect burn for just doing your job.
Well,
it's for the extraordinary, John.
Yeah.
You just gave an extraordinary player a respect burger for a very ordinary performance. For a very ordinary performance.
Well, this is my job, man.
This is why you're going to get demoted back to janitor. You're going to get off the food if you keep giving it out to the wrong people.
Well, TB12 is on to the frozen tundra. My NFC team going to the title game. Should be a great one. Should be a great one. Congrats, Tom Brady. Once again, you make me proud, man. You make me proud.
When this is all about the betting angle.
Jason
totally
Spitz is going to join us.
Degenerate.
Well, I'll tell you what. The freest money in the history of free money was they had a boost. I didn't take the boost. I just bet the thing. But it was who's going to have more passing yards, Tom Brady or Drew Brees. I said, you can't be
free
serious.
Money.
You can't be serious right now.
Free money.
Who's going to have more passing yards?
Y'all didn't tip me off there.
I mean, my goodness.
That's the thing about John. He don't tip anybody
off.
It's
like a private
himself.
Man.
Yeah.
You can just ask. Just ask. I don't think your pile lets you ask. We'll come back. Jason Fitz is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the playoffs. Deshaun Watson, that's an interesting situation. All that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis.
99 ESPN from Radio.com.
Memphis and the Mid-South's flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies.
Want to bet with cash? Try Action 24/7. Visit Action247.com for a location near you. Cash deposits and withdrawals from your Tennessee sportsbook. Action247.com. You got action.
Please bet responsibly.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at WarbyParker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much?
Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Just go to warbyparker.com to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Go to warbyparker.com to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com to get started for free. Warbyparker.com.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
Switching and saving with your local GEICO agent sure is easy. As easy as finishing a bag of potato chips instead of using that big clip. You could stop now and leave some for your spouse, but it's probably better to just finish them rather than leaving the tiny salty pieces.
Who would have wanted it this way?
So yeah, GEICO. Contact your local agent and see how easy savings can be.
Skip the card. Get your action with cash at Action 24/7. Visit Action247.com for a location near you. Cash deposits and withdrawals from your Tennessee sportsbook. Action247.com. You got action.
Please bet responsibly.
Hey, it's Chris Michaels, and I always think about Lucius Complete Home when it's time for home repair projects because they can do it all. Lucius Complete Home is a Christian family-owned business. They've been in the Memphis area for over 35 years, and they do things like residential roofing, commercial roofing. They install residential roofs, hammer and nail only, and if you have a roof leak, they'll even repair your roof leaks for you. Also, vinyl siding, hardy plank siding, wood replacement, energy-efficient windows, you know it's going to be done right with Lucius Complete Home. Call Lucius Complete Home today at 901-509-9082 or check them out online at golucius.com.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Memphis Group and RE/MAX experts looking to buy or sell your home. That's the team you need to get with because they are better than everybody else. They know the market better than everybody else, and that's important when it comes to buying or selling a home. They're going to help you get top dollar. Right now, rates are low. Inventory is low. And that can mean it's the best time to sell your home. But if you're on the fence about it, don't take my word for it. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com. You'll be glad you did.
John's right. It can mean you're going to get thousands for your home. But if you get with the wrong realtor, you could cost yourself thousands. Jane almost did that. She had two homes in Oakland. Another agent, not with Live Love, said the most she could get for them was $215K apiece. Said it would take about 2 months to get them ready to put on the market. It's a good thing that Jane called Live Love. Jennifer Carstensen, the leader of that Live Love team, told her, don't even listen to that other realtor. They're telling you wrong. It's going to cost you. Put $8,000 into each home now. We're going to list both homes for $245,000. We're going to get them on the market in 2 weeks, not 2 months. That's how it went down. Exactly as Jen said, both houses sold multiple offers for over list price. Jane got thousands more than she would have listening to the wrong realtor. Don't be taking bad advice from the wrong realtors. Get it from the right ones. 901-410-8818. It's the Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're at livelovememphis.com.
Grizzlies Suns this afternoon, pregame at 3:30. Game starts at 4 here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Saw a tweet, and I'll just read the tweet and kind of get your reaction. I'm really proud of Adam Silver honoring MLK today. We all know MLK's famous quote, "I would like to see the Suns play the Grizzlies one day after Jonas Valanciunas test positive for COVID-19 and a few days after played the Timberwolves, who had multiple positive tests." That from MLK, according to Shrieky Shooter on Twitter. It is something, right? Like, the NBA was one of the most steadfast leagues when it came to COVID and minimizing risk for infection by building out that bubble. And now that they are out of that bubble, and I think we all know why you couldn't go back to a bubble that just would not be tenable for an entire season, they are having a boatload of issues. The Suns have had three straight canceled games. The Grizzlies, it feels like they play the Timberwolves, they have COVID issues. Then they play the 76ers. They have COVID issues. The Grizzlies somehow are the only team playing that does not have COVID issues as of yet. And I guess they do have Jonas, who is, I don't know if he tested positive or not, but he's out because of health and safety protocols. But there will be a game, allegedly, this afternoon. And don't look now, but the Memphis Grizzlies, 4 in a row, and 12 is back.
Look, having 12 back makes everything a little bit different.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's like I was telling Jeff Calkins last week, it's can't take your eyes off stuff now that he's back. Like, you got to watch every minute now. And what could be a win. You cannot, in every situation now, particularly with guys out like we saw with Embiid with the Sixers, there's going to be an opportunity where maybe they've got one or two guys, and maybe it's maybe it's more than that. Maybe they can't even play the game. But in these situations where they can't, we've seen star players sitting, and it could be an opportunity for the Grizz to take advantage of that. There's no question about it. So it's great having 12 back. He's back early. Now would be great to get Justice Winslow back, get Jaren Jackson back, and sort of get to a hole again, sort of what you expect to see, because it's great having Ja back. But you want to see him with Jaren Jackson. You want to see what it looks like with Justice Winslow.
That's right.
So that's sort of the next steps. But in the meantime, like we've said, this team has taken advantage of the opportunities, gotten hot while other teams are trying to just get back out on the court, and hopefully will benefit them this afternoon against my second favorite team in the NBA, the Phoenix Suns.
Exactly. They're like your Buccaneers, like your version of the Buccaneers.
Yeah, but you just adopted the Bucs.
Well, I mean, I
had the Suns for years, as you said.
I don't think we need to get into the timing.
I've been predicting
really
this rise of these Suns for about 8-9 years, John.
Well, I was predicting the rise of these Bucs
on Tom Brady.
March. I mean, I've been doing it for 8-10 months. I mean, that's not nothing. Mm-hmm. But it is amazing. The Ja effect is truly something, because it takes this Grizzlies team from being, yeah, they were 5-4 without Ja. It was nice that they were fighting and things like that. It takes them from being a sideshow to being the main attraction. I mean, that is the difference between having Ja out on that court. I mean, and everything is better. You know, gardens grow. Muddy water turns clear, and you can drink it. You can drink from it. You know, everything becomes better. Dark turns to light when Ja Morant gets back out on that court. I mean, I'm serious. Like, it improves the mood. The economy is better.
It improves your mood. That's
for sure. Well, I mean, I feel like I've got a pulse here on how everybody else is feeling. So I just it is so much better, because that's your future. I mean, that's what you're building toward. And when he's out there, and obviously, like, he has not had like some extensive injury history, so this is a one-off. But when he is out there, everything is better, and certainly, yes, my mood is better.
I don't know what y'all how y'all were feeling, but I was watching that Philly game, and so Kyle Anderson throws him an alley-oop, and I'm like, take it easy.
Yeah, careful.
Ja goes up for that thing and comes down just like he wasn't injured at all, like he didn't have anything, and that is scary. But I would tell you, I would say this, we're going to have to find a way to live with it.
Yeah.
Because you can't
that's right.
Put any kind of muzzle on him. You can't put any kind of restrainer on him.
No ceiling.
That's going to – right. That it feels like that's going to put a ceiling on the greatness. Just you got to let him do what he's going to do. Maybe at some point – it's like we were talking about this with Yoda. Maybe at some point he realizes, you know what, on every attempted block shot, I don't have to jump out of the gym on every one of them. Yes, I'm young. Yes, I'm in my second season. But there's a select number of these that you got in your career. And you can what the vets learn is you can save some of them until go. All that said, it's just great to have him back. It's great to have him flying again. It looks like he's never had the gray two, the way he caught that alley-oop and came down. I was encouraged by the way he came down on that, seemed to come down strong, one foot then the other, that the ankle is like a distant memory already. And so maybe at a high-level Ja, you hold it down even better than you were without Jaren, with him in, and then you get your full pieces back, and we'll really see where it can go this season.
Yep.
It's those high-top Kobes.
Yeah. They don't look good, but the purpose is not for at this. That's what I like. That's the maturity I like.
Yeah.
Now it's just about protecting the ankles. Forget so much. Now, again, to a lot of people, that's blasphemy. They love those high top Kobes. I do not. They are not an attractive shoe to me.
Oh, you don't like the high top?
Did you see it? No. They're red and they look good. Yeah. You can't take your eyes off.
They're those old school, like when I was playing high school ball, you'd wear ankle top over the ankle. Like it clamps above the ankle so that if you – and he's a two-foot jumper too. That's the other thing. He's not a single-foot jumper most of the time. It really helps the ankles. If you roll it, you don't totally turn that thing over.
You like that, Kobe?
Yeah, I mean,
just put me
I don't wear high tops. I appreciate the respect and all that. I mean, to me personally, I don't wear high tops. When I play basketball, I don't wear the high tops. I wear, you know, like the lower ankle.
Yeah, but we're not worried about protecting your ankles.
Yeah, you're not a high flyer.
You heard Dennis call in, right? Y'all heard him? He said, man, I know you'd go out there and make 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
Oh, I understood it completely.
Why he felt the need to give you a respect burger on your jumper.
Can we get the sounder, please?
No, yeah. It's unnecessary.
Respect.
John Martin's game, Patty Pump's game. I mean, you think this is just something that was bestowed
Patty
upon me?
Patty Pump and the Kango Kid.
You think this was just something that was bestowed upon me undeservingly? Is that what you think?
We're talking about Ja and his desire to wear high tops and yours, rec league desire.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we're all human. You know, peeling back.
Most ballers wear high tops.
I mean, I think it depends. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you're a high flyer and you're trying to protect your ankles, you may. But I think there are plenty of I mean, there Kobe certainly in his time wore low tops. That was towards the end of his career. But he wore some low tops there at the end of his career. That's all he wore. It just depends on your game specifically. If you're more finesse, if you're gonna just your reckless abandon towards the rim, it just all depends. But we know this. We know one thing. Jason's going to wear them Monarchs. That's what Jason's got. He got them white Monarchs.
Ooh, I can throw some KDs or some pennies at you. I just don't decide. I don't bring it to work.
You said you could throw some K-Swiss at me?
KDs.
Oh, okay. You ain't got no K-Swiss?
I just don't wear it to work.
Can you imagine?
K-Swiss was one of those. It was like Shaq's K-Swiss. You just didn't wear either. You know what I'm saying? If you wore
that just shows how foolish you are.
Yeah, back in the day, those pumps. It went back in the day. Reebok pumps, man. Those were.
Look, K-Swiss might have been a big deal back in the '60s when you were in high school.
It wasn't the '60s, fool.
But when I was in high school, you couldn't wear K-Swiss. You got checked. Period.
That is ridiculous.
That's just the way it was,
dude. They're a white canvas pair of K-Swiss, or even the white leather version. That was like a staple.
That was a big deal
of wardrobe
fashion
back then.
It changes, just shows you, Jason.
It shows you how ridiculous you're. A canvas pair of white K-Swiss was necessary to have in your wardrobe at one point.
I mean, you can't wear K-Swiss in 2021, bro.
Whoa! Just,
not without getting.
Really, you get checked for that?
We're talking about back in the day. John, talking about you got checked for it back. I don't even know if that's correct.
No, it was hot in the '90s.
Yeah, I don't even. That's what I'm saying.
When
I was in high school in, you know, 05 to 09, if you wore a pair of K-Swiss, I'm just telling you, you got checked, period. You wore Shaq's, you got checked.
Shaq's, yes. That was a joke. The K-Swiss were basic. You needed a white pair to have to match. If you wanted to just go all white,
man, if you wore jeans with
the fresh white shirt,
you
needed to have some white K-Swiss.
If you wore Reebok, you got checked when I went to high school. I mean, you could really only wear Nikes. And not get checked. Just the bottom line. That's the way it went, man. Now you can take that up with Memphis City Schools and the system, but don't. The issue does not lie with me.
Who was your superintendent then?
I think we had a. Wasn't there like a woman?
Was it Carol Johnson?
Yeah, but I also remember Johnny B.
Johnny B. Watson.
And who was it? Always Carol and Johnny B. Carol was there for quite a while, wasn't she?
Yeah, I can't remember that order of that. I get mixed up.
Johnny B. was first. I know that he came.
As
before.
You know, I was WW.
Willie Harrington.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that explains quite a bit.
No, dude, he had one of the best superintendents in the country. He was.
That explains
how it helped him. It helped propel him to mayor.
Yeah,
John.
Yeah. That's how he got
talking
it.
About. He was beloved.
Yes.
As a superintendent.
As a superintendent, he certainly was. As he
got you them Grizzlies, didn't he?
He did. He did.
A trip. Made this a boxing town for a minute. Did from the sports scene.
Yeah.
You give all that credit. You give that respect burger
no,
to
Willie was
to
a,
WW.
But I mean, I think a lot of people would argue that,
oh,
that
no.
those were not the most important things on the agenda for the mayor.
And they down there cheering for the core four on the other breath.
All right, well,
with season tickets.
Everything we have, we owe to Willie. So thank you, Willie. Can we give Willie a respect burger?
Respect.
I think Willie deserves one for everything he did for this city.
Eric Barger says you're not lying about K-Swiss. I don't know where that changed.
Well, I'm
when
just
y'all started.
Yeah, what year did that change?
I don't know what year it changed, guys, gentlemen.
We're older, I guess.
I don't know, but I do think this. I think when you look at Tom Brady.
They were once a staple. We don't need any more Tom Brady.
Daniel finds a way to
take it back to Tom.
So let me just say this. One of the things that makes Tom Brady so great is that he's adapted. He's found a way. The game has changed since he came in.
Not if we wear Uggs.
I think so.
Yeah, adapted to wear Uggs.
Uggs.
Well, you.
Those are kind of corny.
Are those Uggs?
Those are. Hold up.
The way you're smiling
Bro,
tells
you
me
got Uggs on?
They're Uggs.
You got Uggs on?
Man, if you
don't, got Uggs on.
If you don't take that girl boot up out of here.
Your ass just roll out of bed with that.
Oh, yeah. That man wearing them Ugg Tom Brady 4s.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Them Tom Brady Ugg 4s. And got a lot of pride in
Look
it,
how
too.
How stoked he is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm becoming Tom. I told
that's
you.
That's what this is.
I question your style.
When I tweeted yesterday,
this man got
what
on
an
a black pair of girl boots.
What in the hell are
when
the girl boots
when
doing?
When I tweeted yesterday, what an inspiration Tom Brady is, I meant it. I'm inspired. And I was
here, hold those things up. Let me get a picture of this for the internet.
50-something degrees outside, this man wearing some
No, I can't see the side
the
profile.
The Ugg 4s.
I'll come in there after the break and you can get them.
We'll get a good side profile on
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man, where you get them off? TB12 website?
No, man.
We'll let the Twitter verse.
Uggs.com. Uggs.com.
You are going to get slaughtered by the city if you, let
like
that,
it.
If you let that get out publicly.
I want it to get out. I want you to tag Tom, let him know how much he inspired me.
Okay.
Anyway, Grizz Suns, 4 o'clock pregame here on 92.9 at 3:30. Catch the game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jason Fitz going to join us on the other side. We will talk to him about the playoffs, about Deshaun Watson, and more. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Looking for some action? Online sports gambling is legal in Tennessee. Action247.com. Local, legal. A sports book by Tennesseans for Tennesseans. Action247. You got action.
Problem gambling? Call 1-800-889-9789.
The boat! The boat!
What are you talking about, Sheldon?
Well, it's the boat that home sellers are missing. If people are thinking of selling their home and are going to wait until spring when the azaleas bloom, they're missing this great market. They're missing the boat. I'm Sheldon Rosengarten.
And I'm Hugh Mallory, and we're with Mark Spinsdorf Realtors, the oldest real estate company in town.
We have a highly successful strategic marketing program.
And don't forget the Shellbucks option.
Yes, and the Shellbucks option. We always tell people that when they're thinking of selling, talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and let us be one of them. Find out how our marketing program can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell.
So do people really say when you want the job done, call Hugh Mallory?
Almost Hugh. It's Sheldon Rosengarten, or Hugh Mallory at 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Call or email now and don't miss the boat. 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. And
go Tigers!
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
You know him, you love him. He is the one and only Jason Fitz. He joins us every single Monday here on the show. Catch him on Spain and Fitz. Catch him on all kinds of digital shows on the ESPN app and Twitter. He joins us now. Fitz, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm living the dream. It was another weekend of football. I'm happy. And I got to give you guys some love and some credit, by the way. You know, I hang out with a few different stations pretty regularly during the course of football season, especially. I don't think any show that I hang out with has an audience that engages me more on Twitter than you all do. So, like, kudos. And I say it all the time, but I really appreciate you guys having me on, and I love the connection that I've been able to grow with Memphis over the last couple of years doing this.
Well, I think
pleasure's ours.
The feeling is certainly mutual here from the Memphis community and our loyal listeners who love getting to hear you every week here locally. So we certainly do appreciate your time, as always. Are you as inspired by Tom Brady as I am? Now, I know he did not have, as far as Tom Brady performances go, that will not rank near the top of the list, but more of the career achievement that this guy is able to leave, you know, a system that he's been in forever, go to a brand new one, and in that year, in 1 year, be back in the NFC Championship game. Are you as inspired by him as I am?
I think it's been, you know, it's been wild, the ups and downs, because I'll be the first to admit I thought that walking away from the Patriot way would have an impact on Brady. You know, we keep talking about how players have a hard time acclimating to it. What was it going to be like the first time things started to go off the rails and there wasn't that same necessary approach behind the scenes, right? So I thought that there'd be a huge learning curve, and there have been some ups and downs. But, man, I mean, this team and look, Brady's accomplished a lot. But you look at the weapons that are around him, and I just kept watching it thinking, my God, this when that offense is on time, they're virtually unstoppable. They have so many great weapons, which is why I think it's going to be interesting to watch this Packers team in this matchup next weekend, because to be real, the Packers defense deserves a lot of love for how well they've been playing down the stretch, and they're not getting a lot of it. So you've got two offenses that seem to be able to score at will, and you've got an Aaron Rodgers that's playing lights out against the Tom Brady that's managed to reinvent himself yet again, right? Like, Tom Brady at this point feels a little like Madonna. Every time you think that, you know, this is just who she's going to be, she comes out with some other weird, you know, new record, and that's Brady at this point. And, you know, everybody just needs to get used to it, because as well as he is playing right now, and as much as they're winning, like, there's no end in sight for this Brady thing. I will be laughing hysterically if somehow, some way, we get the Bills having to take on Tom Brady for the Super Bowl.
What do you think Belichick's like watching Brady do this? I have a hard time believing that he can't separate the greatness, that he's rooting against Tom, but I got to feel like, too, he's probably watching him and thinking, you know, watching Tom do this makes me want to get back out there and prove to everybody it wasn't just him with me, right? That it in some way fires him up, too. How do you think Belichick's taking this?
Oh, yeah, you're exactly right. And look, this is like an incredibly successful couple that gets divorced, right? And all of a sudden, one of them is doing really well. Well, then the other is like, wait, you know, and that's real. When you think about Belichick and the fire and the drive, and I'm not going to make any sweeping generalizations on Bill yet. And this is what I've been saying all year.
I'm with you.
Realistically, all the pressure was on Brady to get something done right away because he's a player. For Belichick, he's got to rebuild an entire franchise. So he did what a lot of teams do. He took a flyer on a quarterback. Turned out it wasn't that great, and they had a lot of opt-outs this year. So let's see. I think this year coming up will be a much better indication of the state of the Patriots. The problem the Patriots are going to have now moving forward, the Bills needs to deal with, is that this Bills team is darn good, and the Dolphins look like they're going to be good for a while too. So it's not going to be the cakewalk it was for Bills. So it only adds more, stacks more pressure on him.
What's amazing about last night is that Tom Brady looked like he's got 7 years left, and Drew Brees looked like that really was his last game. And at this point, I think that is the expectation. We saw him, you know, leave the Superdome. He turned around almost to, like, take a gander one last time at the place he's called home for so long. What's Drew Brees' legacy?
One of the best quarterbacks of his generation, right? I mean, I know that's oversimplified, but we put everything on Super Bowls, and I just – I think as we get older as a society, that's going to happen less. That's one of the downfalls of what's happened because of the loud debate nature of sports talk in general is it becomes championship or bust. And I always use the one glaring example from the 80s is that I'm not going to discount the career of Dan Marino because he never won a Super Bowl. We've become this society now that only judges greatness by a Super Bowl. But as we get farther removed from Breeze, not only is he the person that one franchise gave up on, he's the person that Nick Saban has said openly if Miami had signed him, he doesn't think he ever would have gone to Alabama to coach. He would have stayed in Miami, right? So the Alabama legacy was born out of the signing of Drew Brees to New Orleans, and then he'll be forever sort of remembered for being part of helping the Saints move forward after Katrina. And, you know, Mike Golic Jr. tells this great story of a random workers' comp bill that was up in the state of New Orleans that was going to really impact the Saints. And, you know, it's a little in the weeds, but workers' comp issues are huge for former NFL players. And, you know, so Mike went on a bus with Drew and a few other star Saints players when he was playing for the Saints for that 2 seconds. And they just walked on the floor of the state Senate. And Drew Brees walked in and said, guys, we're not really going to do this, are we? And everybody's like, no, we're good, Drew, whatever you want. And so I think we have to remember that this isn't just about Drew on the field. This is about Drew with the city of New Orleans, with the franchise, with that moment of recovery from a terrible, terrible era for them. I mean, there's so much. It's so much bigger than football. Drew Brees will be forever remembered for his greatness with the Saints.
And then you got two great ones going to match up in that NFC Championship game. Do you give the edge to Aaron and the way they're playing? And you can't say the cold like you could with Goff. You know, that became a thing against the Rams, but Brady's used to this. Who do you give the edge to in that game?
Man, Aaron Rodgers is just playing better than I think any of us expected. Now, the most interesting thing about the Aaron Rodgers, and I'll just go back to like what I was texting my buddies with over the weekend is people were, as Aaron Rodgers was just looking incredible, one of the common texts I got was, and this team drafted a quarterback. Why? But I'm looking at the other matchup that we saw this weekend, and we're getting an exact example of why you draft a quarterback. Because now New Orleans they don't really have a set answer of what's next. They may be able to roll the dice on Taysom or Jameis, but they don't know. And if you're Brady and the Buffs, you went all in on this era. Like, I keep looking at the Packers saying, my God, if Aaron Rodgers is playing this well and they can manage to keep him this year and next year, they've got a shot at a couple of Super Bowls, and then they just hand the reins over to Jordan Love. Like, they have a better plan. It's better to be a little early moving forward than it is a little late. So I'm looking at this matchup saying, wow, over the weekend we're getting two franchises that are giving us two great legacy brands and quarterbacks, but one has also figured out what they want their future to be, and the other has no idea. So advantage Packers, who seem right now to be playing chess while the rest of us are playing checkers.
We are, of course, talking to the great Jason Fitz. He joins us every Monday here on the show. You know, and then on the other side, I mean, what a run this has been for Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, and they win in convincing fashion over the Baltimore Ravens. We'll see on Mahomes. I mean, I think that's a big sort of sidebar here. Is he going to be right? What's that concussion protocol look like? Do you give them a shot?
Yeah. I mean, I keep saying that the Chiefs are going to figure it out, and they did in the first half, right? I mean, in the first half, it looked like the Chiefs were ready to run away with this game. And I do believe that if Mahomes was healthy, they end up winning by 20-plus in that matchup. Spot the idiot that decided he was going to put a little money on Mahomes' passing yardage. I felt really good at halftime, guys. I was like, woo, this is going to be the easiest bet I've ever won in my life. And then that all went away.
That's exactly
but if
how it goes.
There's no Mahomes, then the Chiefs will compete. The Bills are better than we're giving them credit for because we're so enamored, myself included, with how great the Chiefs are. The one thing I'll say, and I think this was my biggest takeaway from what we saw in the Chiefs in their win, was that Andy Reid in fourth and inches with a backup quarterback on the field snapped the ball early on an aggressive play call that nobody saw coming. And to me, I just looked at it and thought, man, we keep saying you got to beat Mahomes. You don't just have to beat Mahomes. You have to outcoach Andy Reid, and that is difficult to do on any given Sunday. So I think the deck is stacked against the Bills, mostly because I respect Mahomes so much and I respect Andy Reid so much. But if Mahomes isn't 100% of himself, the Bills will win that game, and they'll be headed to the Super Bowl, and that would be a stunning, stunning outcome in 2020. And look, I'm all for it. Like, I want chaos, and I want the NFL to feel interesting. So if you're just sitting back, putting your feet up, figuring out who to root for, there's not an easier fan base to root for than the Bills for all the good they do charitably and for the passion that they have for their organization. And Josh Allen and the way they built this thing, man, I got to give the Bills a big, big tip of the hat.
That Mahomes injury was scary. I mean, and they're all scary when we're talking about concussion protocol, but it almost looked like a quick sleeper hold. Like, it wasn't a shot necessarily to the head like it was. It looked like something got cut off in terms of his neck getting kind of held up in there. Had you seen anything? And for that reason, you heard Andy Reid after the game saying, look, Mahomes was trying to get back in this one. I just feel like since it wasn't headshot and maybe it was something where his oxygen was cut off or whatever else, that he will be there, that he will be there this weekend. What'd you think of that injury? It was scary.
You're so right. It looked more like different. A wrestling move than a tackle. And, and that's also a reminder, by the way, guys, of why all of these protocols exist. Because players, if a player can stand up, a player thinks he can get back in the game, right?
So true.
The Chiefs have to protect Mahomes long-term on it. But you're right. It looked strange. And it didn't look like our usual, helmet to helmet. You see a guy get up and look rattled. And my first concern was, did something happen to his neck in the process because of the way it bent through? So, I wonder if we'll ever get a real indication of what's happened to, as tough as these guys are in Mahomes. I mean, you could see early in the game, too. I mean, he had the toe injury on the one foot that the TV broadcast seemed to make, they made a small deal of. But, man, it felt like every time he threw the ball, he came up a little bit hobbled. And I was looking at it thinking, my God, like, he's playing on one foot and he's still out playing everybody. So he can't play on one foot with no neck, though. So, he's as tough as it comes. But the Chiefs have got to protect him a little bit and make sure that they're not doing any long-term damage just to put him into the game. So I'm curious to see how it plays out.
Sure.
Fitz, I can't remember. Maybe you can, but I can't remember off the top of my head the last time a quarterback held out. And ultimately, was traded to a different destination, especially one of Deshaun Watson's ilk. But it seems like this is the way it is headed. The reports over the weekend from ESPN are that the Texans are listening to offers and they're considering, what kind of a package they could get in return for Deshaun Watson. Now, he has a no-trade clause. He'll ultimately have the final say in where he goes. But do you think the Texans – do you think they have to do this?
If they have to do it, then everybody in the building should be fired. I mean, let me be clear. There is nothing that my beloved Raiders – and by the way, the last time we've seen anything like this would be Carson Palmer with the Bengals.
That's right.
Who just said, no,
he retired.
I won't play anymore, and held out and eventually was traded to the Raiders. Look, if the Raiders – if you told me today that the Raiders were giving up their entire next three draft classes, all of them, every single pick for the next 3 years, I still wouldn't be mad at it. Because Deshaun Watson, to me, is one of the two or three quarterbacks in the NFL that for the next 15 years can be as good as Patrick Mahomes. So – you give yourself a level of ability to compete. All you have to do is not screw up everything around, and you can still win divisions because that's what Houston has done until this year. They've won divisions. They've gone to the playoffs on rosters that haven't always been the greatest. That's how good Mahomes is. So, whatever it takes to – or Watson is, I should say. Whatever it takes to get Watson, your team should give up. And if Houston gets to the point where it's really this destroyed, then everybody within the halls of that organization – should be forced to quit. I mean, there's just no way you can keep people that have allowed that to happen culturally. And if I'm a Texans fan, I mean, it still eats me, and you all know this, that Khalil Mack doesn't play for the Raiders anymore. But at least I found a way to justify it. There is never a way to justify creating such an awful culture that your star quarterback in the beginning of his prime, going to be there for the next 15 years, decides he wants out no matter what you pay him. I mean, that'd be a level of statement we've never seen at a quarterback at this level. And frankly, if we see it, then it's a level of dysfunction we've never seen from an organization in the Texans, and it's an embarrassment to the entire NFL.
What would he do for Miami, though, Fitzy, if it did go through? If Houston was that stupid, I agree with you on that side of it. If Miami did, and he's indicated some interest, he likes the way they're running things there, what would that – AFC East, you talk about him going against Josh Allen and the Bills, how good would it be a good fit for Deshaun Watson? How good would it make the Dolphins?
Yeah, if he goes to Miami, they're immediately a Super Bowl contender. They're Kansas City good, in my mind. Not just because of Deshaun, but because, remember, that defense was absolutely great this year.
Yep.
So, yeah, you give them that, and absolutely, they're immediately a Super Bowl contender. And Bills fans will be livid, but we'll be looking at Watson versus Allen for the next however many years. And look, if that's where he is – I would be stunned if they allow him to go anywhere in conference, if they're going to trade him, because the one thing they don't want to do is put themselves in a situation where they have to watch him for the next 15 years beat them in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But, he may not have a lot of choice on it. So I know he has a no-trade clause, but Houston also has got to be smart. Like, you know, there's a level here where they got to make sure that they put him as far away as possible.
All right, Fitz. Well, whatever you tell us, we're going to take the opposite of, because that's the way it seems to go when it comes to your betting. But who do you like? Yeah. Who do you have in the Super Bowl after this weekend?
Hey, by the way, I got my games right.
Well, there you go.
You know, I tried an individual bet. It didn't work for me. I'm going to reserve the right to change my mind on the depending on the health of Mahomes.
For
but
sure.
I still think that the Chiefs go. So I'm going to go Chiefs versus Packers in the Super Bowl. So. Little surprise. I had Chiefs Saints going in, but the way Aaron Rodgers played on Saturday, I sat there in awe of it and thought he is doing the same types of things Mahomes is doing. Like, yep. I don't know how you stop him. I don't know how you shut him down. And kudos to Matt LaFleur, you know, former Titans offensive coordinator that has now in just a couple of years put himself in the category of coaching one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yep.
Fitz, man, you're the absolute best in the business. Thank you for your time, brother. Each and every week, man. Thanks.
Have a great week, boys.
Yep. He is Jason Fitz, joining us every single Monday here on the show. Let me ask you this really quickly, Jason. For the Bucs to beat the Packers, and I agree. I mean, he looked phenomenal against the best defense in the NFL. For the Bucs to beat the Packers, what's got to happen?
You'd have to get to Rodgers 4 or 5 times. You know, the problem for them is they're not great against the pass. And Drew Brees, who's only throwing it 5-7 yards, you can make it a little easier for a pass defense that's struggling.
That's true.
They're third from the bottom in pass defense. Aaron Rodgers is going to tear that up. It's going to be like scout team stuff. If you aren't specifically getting pressure, John, with the front four, because you blitz him, that's over too. He's seen too much of that. He's too great against that. You better be getting it with your front four. Better be 4 to 5 sacks. But he better be feeling it and seeing some ghosts.
Whatever you
did. Otherwise, it's going to be a long day.
Whatever you did in October, you're going to have to do it again. I don't know. I can't remember what you did.
They got to him.
38-10. I mean, you beat him pretty damn convincingly, but that was a long time ago. And as we see.
No, he's in a zone right now.
I never subscribe to the fact that, oh, the Saints beat the Bucs twice. They're going to win again. No, I mean, that doesn't matter. I mean, every game is its own game. It doesn't have anything to do with the past games. I apply the same logic here. I mean, I think the Packers should be favored. I think they certainly are the favorites to advance to the Super Bowl. I don't personally, Jason, think I'm ready for this TB12 run to end.
Well, Rodgers threw 2 picks in that game you're talking about. What was it, 38-10 or whatever?
Yep.
That ain't happening.
Yep.
He's in the zone right now.
Yep.
And his eyes are going to light up when he sees this Tampa Bay pass
so, defense. I think Tampa Bay can keep up. I don't think they'll be able to do enough, though, at the end of the game, you know, to stop Green Bay when it matters.
It won't be cold that slows Tom Brady, though.
That's right. He's used to that. He's a little bit more equipped. So, I think it should be good. Oh, I think it sets up to be good. We have 2 of the best conference championship games, provided Mahomes is healthy, that we've had in a long time. And I think anyway the Super Bowl shakes out, I'm just going to assume Mahomes and the Chiefs advance.
Yep.
I mean, Mahomes versus Brady or Mahomes versus Rodgers.
Either way, it's legendary.
I mean, that could be some of the best stuff we've ever seen.
All Hall of Famers, Mahomes will eventually be that.
Absolutely.
And the other 2 are.
Because you got to think the last couple of years. Last year, the 49ers were better than the sum of their parts. There was no Hall of Famer on the offensive side of the ball, right? Year before that, it was the Rams. Again, better than the sum of their parts. I mean, it's been a while since we've just had a Hall of Fame type matchup in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to get one, you know, this year.
Looking forward to it.
We deserve it after what we went through in 2020, Dan.
It's been pretty good so far.
We deserve it.
And you're right, we deserve it.
All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
What's up, sports fans? Excited for the pro football playoffs? If you're an experienced sports bettor or someone who's just starting out, BetQL is here to help us all make better sports bets. BetQL analyzes over 350,000 bets each year to find the most profitable opportunities. They rate each bet on a scale of 1 to 5 stars. 1 star? Maybe skip that game. 5 stars? That's kind of like a big green light telling you to go. You don't put your car in drive without buckling your seatbelt, right? So why place a bet without checking BetQL first? Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. We're talking about real, proven analytics here, not some hot takes from a random guy online. Pro and college games, football, basketball, and more. You can sort by sport or choose from a list of the best bets available right now in real time. Bet smarter and beat the books with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. That's BetQL.com.
There are lots of great clothing stores in the United States. Lucky for us, one of them is right here in Memphis. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. James Davis, It's built on relationships. My friends there want to thank everyone for the support shown throughout this holiday season, and now it's time to turn our attention to 2021. James Davis has suits at 20% off, sport coats at 50% off. There are dress shirts, ties, sports shirts, casual pants, vests, sweaters marked down 50%. Why? Because James Davis is cleaning out fall 2020 to make way for spring 2021. Take advantage of it. If you received gift cards during the holiday season, now is the time to use them on Stant custom-made shirts or pants at James Davis. It's where I get my shirts and pants. The process includes 3 quick measurements, then you pick the fabric. 14 days later, your perfect fit arrives. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. Again, it's in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, perfectly located, and you can look at all the new spring arrivals on the web at jamesdavismemphis.com.
Blue Note Juke Joint. If you think you need a drink, you might. It's going to be a hell of a week. Then I recommend doing it with Blue Note Juke Joint. It is my go-to whiskey. It should be your go-to whiskey as well. I actually had some this past weekend, as a matter of fact. A toast to my man TB12. He certainly deserved it. As you know, that's my NFC team, so we had a lot to celebrate over the weekend. You can drink it neat. You can drink it on the rocks. You can make a couple cocktails with it. Lots of different recipe ideas, all kinds of stuff. BlueNoteBourbon.com. Just $29.99 wherever your favorite liquors are sold. They're all over Memphis, and it's just $29.99, aged a minimum of 3 years. This stuff is top-notch, smoother than smooth and bolder than the blues. You can't miss it. It is the bottle with the blue label and the guitar. It looks great on your bar, tastes great going down. Blue Note Juke Joint, pick yourself up a bottle today.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Listen to Kelvin. What he's about to say could change your life.
I'm 6'2", and I was about 290. I lost weight fast. I trimmed down. Now I'm about 235. I'm probably at about 9, maybe 10% body fat. That's great. I lost probably at least 60 pounds in probably 3.5-4 months. Color of my hair is coming back. Skin looks better. Obviously gaining muscle. My muscle mass is coming back. Thank you for providing an awesome product. Somebody who actually has and does what they say they will. That's awesome.
That's great, Kelvin. Losing that belly fat in less than 4 months is outstanding. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been changing men's lives, like Kelvin, and can help you lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve your lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. andro400.com.
2021 marks the 35th anniversary of the American Eagle coin program, and these historic silver coins will never be the same again. Why?
The U.S. Mint has unveiled new designs for the 2021 American Silver Eagle coins, scheduled to appear mid-year.
This means now is your last chance to get an American Silver Eagle coin with the original Eagle design.
The American Eagle coin series has become the best-selling coin series in the world.
Act fast or miss your opportunity to own the last year of this historic Silver Eagle coin design.
Just call govmint.com at 1-800-222-3807, and you're guaranteed a shiny, new, perfect mint condition American Eagle silver dollar.
Get them now before time runs out.
Call 1-800-222-3807 now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, free with every order.
This exclusive offer is only available by phone. Call 1-800-222-3807 now to secure your American Eagle silver dollar coins before the current design ceases production. That's 1-800-222-3807.
If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch. From 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe. And your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin, with all guests appearing on the BetQL phone line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
We'll be right back. We're in the thick of winter, which means that you're going to be depending on your heat to do its job. Do its job. Best way to ensure that is to call our friends at OPOC. That's Oscar Pruitt AC and Heating Services on the web, opachs.com. You need your heater to do its job. They're going to come out there. They're going to make sure if you're having a problem, you need to tune up, whatever. They do it all. They're locally owned, family owned. Oscar is the man. Give them a call, 901-443-5153. They'll get you right.
You can do new unit installation should you need it for as low as $47 per month. Also, say your unit's good, but you don't like the MLGW bill. Well, Nest Thermostats can help with that. They're state-of-the-art. OPOX can install them for you. That'll help lower that heating bill, have you run a little bit more efficiently. Also, install iWave R air purifiers. They're installed in any duct air conditioning system. They destroy the COVID-19 virus along with other germs and bacteria in the home. So it'll be operating efficiently, your system, and very cleanly. Visit opachs.com. Check it all out. That's opachs.com. OPOX Heating and Air. You call them up, 901-443-5153.
Tennessee, as we know, is going to have a press conference here, I think, in the next few minutes. So I'm sure Giannotto and Jeffrey will be breaking that all down. Early indications are, at least from some, are that they're going to give Kevin Steele the interim job. They just brought in Kevin Steele from Auburn, right?
Mm-hmm.
He played at Tennessee back in the 70s. They may give him the interim tag, see if he'll earn it, see if he does a good enough job to be the guy going forward, and if not, really dive into it head first after next season and see what's out there. That may be the plan for Tennessee. Not exactly what I would call inspiring, though.
No. That sucks.
Well, Steele's got the respect. He was one of the highest paid assistants, if not the highest in the country, I think, over at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the respect. He's one of them. You know, obviously a Tennessee guy. I just don't, you know, is this the right way? Is this, you know, do you end up backing into a guy? You are talking about somebody who's on the staff that got dismissed. You know what I'm saying? And so is this the fix you need?
Right.
Well, maybe it comes a little unorthodox. Maybe he is. I just know they have to go a different direction. We'll see, though. This feels like kind of kicking the can down the road, but maybe Kevin Steele's the right guy for it.
Who knows? I mean, it's impossible to tell right now. And it is certainly going to be interesting to watch play out. Tennessee, in its termination letter to Jeremy Pruitt, said this: your failures are likely to lead to significant penalties to the university and has jeopardized the eligibility of our student athletes. So they are coming down hard on this man. Get the hell out of here, Jeremy.
You have to if you're going to get that no buyout deal.
There you have it. That's going to do it for us today. Gino and Jeffrey are up next. Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show today. Grizzlies, Suns, 3:30 pregame here on 92.9. Gino and Jeffrey, they're up next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, home of the annual MLK game. Monday, January 18th at 4 p.m. live. 92.9 FM ESPN, the flagship home of your Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN is paying tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as we broadcast the 15th annual National Civil Rights Legacy Game with the Memphis Grizzlies on MLK Monday. Pre-game at 3:30 p.m. with Jessica Benson, following the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Tip at 4 p.m. with Eric Hasseltine, honoring the legacy and the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the Memphis MLK game.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com.
DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Some things are just true, like your local GEICO agent could save you hundreds. And also, dads will tell the same story over and over.
Did I tell you about the time I danced on stage at the outdoor jazz concert?
Yes.
It was a hot, sultry night in midsummer, and there was something magical in the air. I could
Your local GEICO agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at warbyparker.com/terms. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
Have you ever wondered why eyeglasses cost so much? Glasses have been around 700 years. Isn't technology supposed to get less expensive over time? Well, there's a simple explanation. For decades, the eyewear industry has been dominated by a single company that's kept prices artificially high while reaping huge profits.
Yikes!
Warby Parker was created to change that. They design and produce their own eyewear and then sell it directly to you for a fraction of the price. Warby Parker's high-quality glasses start at just $95, including your prescription. And if you need an updated prescription, they've got a few easy ways to help you get one. Just go to warbyparker.com to try 5 pairs of frames for free. They'll ship them to you to try out for 5 days. If you find a style you like, they'll send you a fresh pair with your prescription. Easy. Go to warbyparker.com to pick your 5 frames to try on at home for free. That's warbyparker.com to get started for free. Warbyparker.com.
You heard that safe drivers get rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw an ad for a vintage baseball cap, and now you find yourself checking the stats of that team's second baseman in 97, wondering why his stolen base total dropped after his rookie season. Wonder how much his rookie card is worth. Yes, they said it was easy to save money with...
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.